All right, stand by, ladies and gentlemen. America's best political humorist and satirist, Bill Melberg, will be coming up next. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. And on Fridays, we get with America's absolutely most talented political humorist and satirist. You can learn about Bill Melberg at an evening with thepresidents.com, an evening with thepresidents.com. Ladies and gentlemen from Chicago, it's Bill Melberg. Good morning.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Morning.
And good morning, Connect FM listeners. And may I add, happy Inauguration Day.
Hey, that's right, Bill.
No.
It was 3 years ago today that Barack Hussein Obama took the oath of office as our 44th president of the United States of America.
Yes, and a little over 1 year and 2 hours from now, Barack Hussein Obama will either be taking the oath of office once again, or the 45th president of the United States will be sworn in on the steps of the Capitol building.
And the race to become the Republican nominee for president turned even nastier and uglier this week as we head into the South Carolina primary tomorrow, Bill.
Well, Stevie and Diane, there has been one nasty twist and ugly turn after another in that Republican race. And last night there was yet another Republican debate, as you know, minus Rick Perry, the latest candidate to drop out. And that's one of the reasons why one of our internet listeners, Rich McCarthy, in Dubuque, Iowa, sent us the following email this morning. Let me read it to you. Dear Connect FM, I'm tired of all the ugly news reports and negative attack ads in the 2012 Republican race for the presidential nomination. Could you possibly feature some more positive stories or interesting and unusual facts on this morning's show? Something a little more uplifting, perhaps. I really wish you would. Signed, Rich McCarthy, Dubuque, Iowa, a Connect FM internet listener. Well, thank you, Mr. McCarthy, for your message. I'm happy to tell you, your wish is our command. Isn't that right, Steve?
Yes, sir, it is, Bill. In fact, joining us now are two of our regular Connect FM political analysts. Let's say good morning to former presidents Bill Clinton.
Good morning, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
And George W. Bush from Dallas. George W. Bush.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Hi.
Great to have you both, gentlemen. You heard Rich McCarthy's request, and I'm told you put together some interesting and useless, unusual facts for us this morning. So without further ado, let's get started.
Well, Stevie and Diane, here's an interesting little fact I heard while I was president. Did you know that February 1865 was the only month in recorded history that did not have a full moon?
I did not know that.
Well, Stevie, it's true. Stevie?
Yes, sir?
Do you mind if I ask President Clinton where he heard his so-called fact?
President Clinton, how about it? What's the source of your information?
Al Gore.
President Bush?
Well, that figure, same guy who invented the internet. But that moon baloney is just another internet myth. So here's the real facts. There was a full moon in February 1865, but not in February 1866. February is the only month that cannot have a full moon, because there's only 28 days in February, but 29 this year, because this year's a leap year. Anyhow, there's 29 days between each full moon. So if you have a full moon on January 31st in a non-leap year, you won't have another full moon until March 1st, meaning you'll have no full moon in February, and that happens, 4 or 6 times per century. So there was nothing unique about February 1866, myth debunked.
Well, that was interesting. How about another unusual little-known fact, President Bush?
Stevie and Diane, did you know that the winter of 1932 was so cold, Niagara Falls froze completely solid?
I did not know that. I think President Clinton wants to weigh in on this.
Yes, I do, Stevie and Diane. I don't know where President Bush got that so-called fact, but it's not true.
Huh?
First of all, the Horseshoe Falls on the Canadian side, they've never frozen completely solid. The American Falls have frozen over on six known occasions, but not in 1932. They did freeze completely solid in 1936, and according to Al Gore, that'll never happen again unless Congress passes a cap-and-trade tax so we can stop global warming and freeze Niagara Falls again.
All right, it's your turn again, President Clinton.
Okay, Stevie and Diane, did you know that Maine is the only state with one syllable?
Really? President Bush, true or false?
Let's see. Alabama, that's 1, 2, 3, 4 syllables. Alaska, 1, 2, 3 syllables. Arizona, 1, 2, 3, 4 syllables. California, that's 5, the way Arnold says it. Colorado, that's 4. Connecticut, that's 4. And hey, the first two syllables in Connecticut are connect, just like Connect FM.
Hey, how about that? Wow.
Hold on. No, I'm not finished.
Okay.
Let's see here. Delaware, 3 syllables. Florida, 3 syllables. Georgia, 3 or 2 or whatever.
President Bush, take my word for it, sir. Maine is the only one-syllable state. I want to move on to the P.S. that came with Mr. McCarthy's email request. It says, P.S., do you have any favorite songs that make you feel happy in the morning? President Clinton?
Well, Stevie and Diane, you know, I got to tell you, I love life. I mean, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a wonderful time living in the sunlight and loving in the moonlight. And that sort of reminds me of this happy little song from the very first episode of SpongeBob SquarePants. I love SpongeBob SquarePants. Sung by the one and only, the late, great Tiny Tim. Here it is.
I'm so happy, oh, happy and lucky me. I just go my way, living every day. I don't worry, worries don't agree. Things that bother you never bother me. Things that bother you never bother me. I feel happy and fine, ha-ha. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Having got a lot, I don't need a lot, coffee's only a dime. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Just take it from me, I'm just as free as any daughter. I do what I like, just what I like, and how I love it. I'm right here to stay when I'm on the way. I'll be right in my prime.
And different.
And on that cheerful musical note, I want to thank Presidents Bill Clinton and George.
You are so welcome.
And George W. Bush.
You're very welcome, too.
For bringing a little sunlight and a few useless facts into our lives this Friday morning. And now it's time to introduce our regular weekly point counterpoint team, Senator John McCain, Republican, Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat, Massachusetts, to continue our conversation. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane.
Hi.
Why don't you react to me the way you do to Bill Clinton?
Oh, well, you know.
Hello, Stevie.
Hello.
Hello, Diane.
Hello.
She reacts to me. Hello, Connect FM listeners, and I love that song by Tiny Tim. He was my all-time favorite singer.
Thank you, Congressman Frank. Gentlemen, I think you heard our listener request this morning. So do either of you have any unusual or interesting facts to share with us? Let's start with Congressman Barney Frank.
Oh, well, Stevie and Diane, did you know that there's a very simple sentence which contains every letter of the alphabet.
Really?
Yes, wee-wee. And here it is. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. Let's see. There's a Q. There's a K. Mm-hmm. There's an X. There's a Y. There's a Z. Senator McCain, can you top that?
Stevie, my friend, I don't have any unusual facts for you, but I do have a happy song.
All right.
The one I'll be singing 1 year from now at President Mitt Romney's inauguration. Here it is.
Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
There you have it, Stevie and Diane. Happy days are here again. That's what I'm going to be singing a year from now.
Really think so, sir?
I hope so. Although Mitt Romney, you know, is the guy who lost to the guy who lost to Barack Obama. That would be me.
Yeah, that's right. All right, well, Senator McCain, once again, sir, you have the last word for today, or in this case, the last song. And when we come back, we'll be hearing a little Inauguration Day trivia from 3 years ago today. That's next at 8:46, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. We'll be right back. As you've already noted, January 20th, today, is Inauguration Day. And I understand you have a little Inauguration Day trivia for us this morning.
Well, that's right, Stevie and Diane. As you know, Barack Hussein Obama took the oath of office 3 years ago today. But most people have forgotten that he took that oath of office twice.
Really?
Yes, wee-wee. I mean, really. Well, Barney Frank, too. you see, the first time Senator Obama and Chief Justice Roberts blew it.
Huh? Right.
This is how it sounded 3 years ago.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
That I will execute the office of President to the United States faithfully.
That I will execute
the office of President of the United States faithfully. And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
I remember that, and as I recall, some people wondered if Barack Obama was really the president after messing up the oath of office that historic day. I do remember this now.
Well, some other officials wondered if he was really president, and that's not even counting the birth certificate thing. But that's why the Chief Justice and the president tried it again at the White House the following night, and here's how that sounded.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Yeah, all right.
Congratulations again.
Thank you, sir.
Sounds like they got it right that time. Yeah.
Well, yes, they did, and that's probably they must have been using teleprompters.
They didn't allow video in that room. They just did.
No,
yeah,
no.
It is still shot, so maybe they did read it. I don't know.
They had actually big cue cards.
There you go.
In any case, if President Obama is reelected in November and enjoys a second inauguration next January, he will be one of only two presidents to take the oath of office three times.
And the other being Franklin Roosevelt, who took the oath of office four times, right?
That's right,
yep.
because he got elected four times.
That's correct.
He didn't flub it on any, you know, so each of those four times was accurate. Well, in any case, that's our last bit
of
trivia.
Yeah, well, you should make our emailer pretty happy today, huh?
Yeah.
And it's nice to know that we have internet listeners.
Yeah,
my friend Dennis Sullivan is listening today here in Park Ridge.
Hey, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
And we had earlier Mark and Ron from San Francisco listen because Johnny was at the Saints 49ers game, and they were streaming live from San Francisco. So pretty cool to have a...
Mark and John?
Mark and Ron from...
Ron. Mark and Ron, where? Ronald Reagan, Lark and Ren. Anyhow, hello to both of them.
Yeah.
And Johnny.
Yeah. Hey, listen, thank you, Bill, for always appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Good job.
We'll ask you well.
We'll be back, of course, next Friday with another edition of our segments with Bill Melber. It's always a pleasure. And you can go to myconnectfm.com. Not only stream us worldwide, but you can check out Bill on the podcast and listen to this again later on today. Well, Diane, we thank you as always.
Enjoy the day.
And thank you for listening out there. We appreciate you.